USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Thousands of people gathered in Washington, D.C. and Washington State on Saturday for rallies supporting President Donald Trump and efforts to stop the steal. The president's recently pardoned National Security Advisor Michael Flynn spoke to the crowd.
The courts do not decide who the next president of the United States of America will be. We the people decide.
Fights broke out between both sides after sundown. Four people were stabbed and 24 arrested in D.C. Two heavily armed groups gathered near the Washington State Capitol in Olympia. One person was shot and another arrested. The president was dealt another legal blow on Saturday as a federal judge rejected a lawsuit in Wisconsin. U.S. District Judge Brett Ludwig said the president's arguments fail as a matter of law and fact. The Electoral College meets Monday to formally elect Joe Biden as the 46th president. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Vitalant. COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S., and so is the need for COVID plasma donations, also known as convalescent plasma. In fact, the need for this type of plasma is urgent. Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider, says distributions to hospitals have grown over 400% since September. But unless more donations are given, there may not be enough for all COVID patients. Convalescent plasma is collected from those who have recovered from COVID-19. It contains antibodies that can be used to treat patients with an active, severe COVID-19 case to give them an extra boost to fight their illness. Cliff Newmark is Vitalant's Senior Vice President of Donor Services.
Even if someone has not been diagnosed with COVID-19, they can still help. When donors give blood or platelets, they're informed of their COVID-19 antibody status. And if positive, Vitalant produces convalescent plasma from the donation. These donors can then give a convalescent plasma donation in the future.
For more, visit Vitalant.org or AABB.org if outside of Vitalant service area.
Country music legend Charlie Pride has passed away.
The Country Music Hall of Famer became the first black artist to become a member of the Hall and scored 30 number one singles in his 50-plus year career.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning.
Kiss an Angel Good Morning became his biggest song in 1971 and was his only single to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. Pride won several Grammy Awards and was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Country Music Association this past November. He performed his final concert at that award show last month. In his early years, Pride served in the Army and pursued a baseball career for several seasons before committing to music. According to his website, Pride died Saturday of complications from COVID-19. He was 86. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Country Music Association said Pride tested negative multiple times after its November 11th show. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Ignition, and we have liftoff.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a Sirius XM satellite launched at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. The satellite will improve the signal quality of the network. This was the 25th liftoff for SpaceX this year. Oracle packs up and leaves California for Texas.
Tesla, Charles Schwab, HP Enterprise, CBRE, and now Oracle are leaving California, making the move to Texas. Governor Greg Abbott said Texas' business-friendly environment seemed to draw companies in and away from states with exorbitant tax rates. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
Republicans are reacting to the allegations of a Democrat congressman's relationship with a Chinese spy.
California Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell began a relationship with a woman suspected of being a Chinese spy. The accused spy, Christine Fang, helped raise money for his 2014 congressional reelection campaign and recruited at least one intern for his office. Republican Congressman from Florida, Michael Walls, tells Fox News this is only the beginning.
Look, this is the tip of the iceberg at this point. That's been a year on the China Task Force, and it is in our universities, students, its research institutions. We really need to get a handle on this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.